A new horizon for visually impaired Iraqis. They finally have their own football team. Training was launched in October in the city of Karbala. Uthman al-Kinani teaches Arabic. He says he lost his sight because of glaucoma, but has continued with his career and hobby.
For many years, I offered my project to sponsors. Only this year it was accepted by the IBF Foundation, which provided us with equipment. We are lucky because we launched the team immediately ahead of the FIFA tournament. That's motivating us to hold our matches simultaneously as the World Cup matches in Qatar.
The specially designed ball was donated by a Japanese charity. It creates a cracking sound to allow players to locate it. To cross their way around the pitch, players respond to one another through the sound the ball makes. It's a matter of will, they say. So when they fall down, they learn how to quickly get back on their feet. 16-year-old high school student Zain al-Abidin is the youngest in the team. He wants other visually impaired people across Iraq to join the game.
I've always dreamt of playing football, partly because my father is a coach. I first started with a goal ball team, and then once the special balls arrived, I joined the team right away. My dream is that Iraq has its own national team.
Trainers here consider it a major improvement in the Paralympic activities in Iraq.
These players hope to join football clubs and represent their country in competitions abroad. But other Iraqi provinces don't have their own teams of visually impaired players yet, because there are only five of these specially designed balls.
The players are worried their project might be halted if the government does not give them the support they need. For them, football has always been out of reach. But at least now, they can feel a little bit of its fun. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, Karbala.